What do you make of that meeting?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was quite good to see like all the candidates represented. I mean, especially seeing how they answered some of the more tough questions and how they fielded with them being ignorant on certain subjects is quite interesting.
So it was a make of a history meeting. In the end, it all came down to that issue of immigration, which has been raised all over the campaign all the time. So what do you think? Do you think it had anything to do in a make of a history meeting? Or?
Well, I thought it was quite... I didn't really see the relevance that much. I think the lack of a Labour representative kind of completely null and like most of the part, because most people were just giving Labour a bit of a whipping, and obviously there was no response. So
are you disappointed?
Well, yeah, in some ways, because I thought they'd be... well, I'm disappointed about the lack of Labour candidate, because there were so many issues that were very practical, that I mean, things like 0.7, they don't mean very much, and everyone's saying, yeah, we'll meet it at this time. Well, you know, you're not in government, you don't really know how you would do that. You're not telling us where the money's going to come from. I mean, I'm sure Labour are trying to do that.
Just has this meeting helped you make up your mind for your choice of the candidate for the general election?
I was almost certain I was going to vote Liberal before, but now I'm considering the Respect guy. I felt he was quite... he was basing all of his answers on like definite principles rather than just sort of vague concepts about what might be best and speculation and basically spurious sort of thought off the top of his head, which impressed me a lot.
I'm quite the opposite, actually, because I thought guys like Respect didn't really... They just blurted out what they thought was ideal, which is... I mean, I think everyone's got his opinion. It's just they're more practical and they know that that's not possible. So people like Conservatives and like Liberals, they were more... you know, they had government policies in mind that would support what he said, but, you know, some kind of level.